In Racine, Wisconsin, it is illegal to shoot missiles at parade participants.
Well, I would think
that
so.
Is an actual that is an actual law. I wish I was making it up, but it's
okay. How many people tried to shoot missiles at parade onlookers before they made this law?
One too many. One person had to do it.
Why do we live so close to this place?
I'm still baffled that in New Jersey it's illegal to pump your own gas, but I mean that just takes it to a whole new level. Shooting missiles into a crowd.
It's also illegal to produce cheese that is not highly pleasing in Wisconsin.
I mean
that should be illegal. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Full support.
Full support.
Anyways. Hi guys, it's Nikki.
And Tyler.
And this is Kayla.
Yeah.
I'm with Strikes My Fancy Podcast. What's up?
And this is Page Turners.
And Button Mashers.
And welcome back.
Oh, we are. Okay. I wasn't prepared.
Totally unprepared.
It happens. If you hadn't heard already, we have a third person.
Hi.
This is Kayla from Strikes My Fancy Pod, or if you follow her on Twitter, Strikes Me Fancy, because they really wanted to get Irish with her.
Strikes Me Fancy.
Well, you know, you got to embrace it when you can't get all the same handles across the board.
Absolutely. I wonder who stole that one before you.
It's literally, it's a person who has like 30 followers, and I'm like, you jerk.
Let's bully him offline. I'm kidding. No.
But you know what? When I launched, I kid you not, I was in like 5 charts, top charts in Ireland. So I'm going to blame it on that strikes me fancy handle.
I'm fine with that.
You know, fair enough.
And with my merch that's coming out soon, no intentional plug there. There's a little toss
plug
out
away.
To that. So, yeah.
Absolutely plug away.
I'm very excited to show everybody those. They're awesome.
I'm super excited to see them because
I know I have to be careful because I don't want anybody, not that you guys would steal the ideas, but you know, there's jerks out there who would. So I have to wait until it like launches. But I promise they look so good.
I'm so excited.
Yay.
But yeah, Kayla is from Strikes My Fancy. Did you want to explain to people what your pod's about?
Yeah, sure. So I'm basically a big toddler and I ask a lot of why questions. So I decided, you know what? I don't like all the small talk crap. I want to have deep discussions with people. And the best way I could think to do that is not just through friendships. I mean, the obvious way, but start a podcast and throw all my money down the drain. So I decided to do that. So I have a podcast. Yeah. I have a podcast where I basically bring in people who either know a lot about the topic or are really passionate about the topic I want to discuss. And we talk about it. We explain it to everybody. It's kind of like a, hey, this topic for dummies, but I'm the dummy. So it ends up being really fun. So yeah, you guys like learning random things.
I have listened to many an episode. I think actually, no, I was with you from day one. Also, Aww. Oh my God, what is with me and starting with day one with people?
I love it. I'm so grateful.
You and Taboos, like as soon as you guys are like, hey, so we have a new podcast. I'm like, those sound like amazing topics. Let me listen. And I kid you not, I think I took my phone and I was like taking a shower. I'm like, I'm just going to listen to this. I spent way too long. I spend 5-minute showers and I spent the entire episode listening to you.
Oh my God.
Just procrastinating because I was like, oh my God, she's so good.
That means so much. Thank you.
I was like, I need to hear the next one.
Thank
but
you.
But yeah.
That actually means so much. I love feedback like that.
I am a fan, of course.
Well, I'm a fan of you guys. You guys are so supportive.
I'm supportive. He said he's lame as fuck.
Yeah, I don't listen to many podcasts, but like I try.
I'm the same way. I try to support regardless, but for me, I'm very visual, so I have to like this is stimulating. But for me, when I'm just hearing it, I get so distracted.
Fair enough.
That's fair. I'm good at imagery, so that's why I'm good at books.
Yes.
I'm like, hey, at least I can pretend it's a movie in my head and it works just fine.
Oh, I can see the whole blockbuster when I'm reading a book. Totally relate.
Me too. When you start forgetting that you're reading words and things like start moving.
You're living it. They're your best friends. You're in love with the lead. I mean, it's...
That's happened to me. Like, I don't read many books.
You've fallen in love with a book character?
Oh, yes. I read the Aragon.
No shame.
Yeah, the Aragon series.
Uh-huh. You look like a person who'd read that series. No offense.
I play D&D. It's par for the course.
Yes.
Yeah. So, no shame. But, let's see. It was the elven woman character. I can't remember her name.
Who else?
I was just like,
she's smitten. Awesome.
I'm smitten like a kitten.
Of course.
At the end of... Sorry.
Go on. No, go on.
At the end of, Hunger Games. I mm-hmm. was in mourning for like a month because of things that happened. I won't spoil it because I'm sure everybody's read it, but just in case, you know.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I hate when that happens. And I mean, if you guys haven't listened to these episodes, do it. They're my favorite books. But the Alice in Zombieland ones, when I lost a character, I actually cried. I was sitting next to him and I was like crying. And he was like, "Are you okay now?"
I was playing a video game.
No!
I was playing a video game and all of a sudden I just hear and I look over tears and I'm like, oh my God.
I can so relate to you, Nikki.
My heart was like broken. Speaking of being invested in characters, you will not be for this book.
Okay.
Which is not a book. It's 15 pages long and you recommended it to me.
Oh God, what did
so
I do?
Did Rebecca. It is Kissing Coronavirus.
Oh, no.
By MJ Edwards.
The whole thing was 15 pages?
Pages.
Well, at least they didn't make you suffer too long. I guess we can be grateful for that.
So bad.
Oh, boy.
So this was like a Wattpad suggestion. It had to be something.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So Rebecca likes to torture me. And
confused Oonga Boonga.
Yeah. Yeah, that entire episode was because of her. So she was like, yeah, here's some terrible books and let's recommend them to you. And so you showed us that first.
I posted like the review of it and I was like, hey, Nikki.
And I was just like, oh God, now I have to read it. And of course you're here for this is our Valentine's Day episode, if you guys aren't obviously aware of that when this is coming out. And I am wearing pink, which is the only pink thing I own.
I love your shirt. It's so cute.
It's a Mean Girls reference.
Oh yeah, of course.
On Wednesdays we wear pink. But I had to read this because I'm like, what better way to start off Valentine's Day weekend than by a terrible, terrible thing.
About that kissing the coronavirus. And
far too many gross things that happen. So
they literally make him into like a person, right?
Yeah, they really do.
Oh,
it's
God.
Terrible.
Oh,
so
I'm not excited.
I'm glad whoever did this had the time in quarantine to think this up. Thank you so much for that.
Was this written recently?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because
it had to be. Coronavirus happened last year, Tyler.
Okay, I'm done for the episode. Y'all have a good time. I'm out. Deuces.
You're stuck in the closet fort. You can't leave.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Let's hope we can all forget coronavirus as easily as Tyler.
What's that?
Okay, me too. So we join Dr. Alexa Ashington Ferd because they had to put everyone's name in there.
Ashington Ferd?
Ashington Ferd.
Ashington Ferd.
Like F-O-R-D at the end, but Ashington Ford.
Hello, Ashington my name Ford. Is Ashington Ford.
Yeah. Like you couldn't pick a name. Just like this. Okay,
it's either Ashington or it's Ashford. Pick one.
Literally. Yeah.
So she's in the lab working with the ever terrifying coronavirus, where she compares the thrill of the experience to a pulsating erect penis.
No.
Absolutely not.
Hold on. Desperate to unleash its devastation on anyone who touched it.
They did not.
I hate this.
That's the first line. You think I'm kidding? That's the first fucking line. Okay, I can't breathe. Needless to say, it's been a while since she was with a man, and apparently working with this virus was the only sexual thrill she has. So she did the next logical thing with this test tube of coronavirus sample. She was gonna take care of herself with it.
Yep, there it is.
No. No, she made it into a dildo.
She was gonna.
Anything's a dildo if you're brave enough.
I'm sorry, but I can't see a test tube being that satisfying.
Right. Anyway, she was stopped because she was in the lab. and
it's,
point,
you know, a deadly, very contagious virus.
I wonder.
Yeah, anyway, at this point, I'm just going to say that it's been so long that nearly everyone was a viable mate to her. And this was a problem.
You didn't even need a pulse.
You didn't even need to be, like, alive. Alive.
Yeah. Cry. Yeah, no. Anyway, I can't breathe. The author goes on to explain that there was originally 4 doctors to work on this, on how to cure this virus since it began.
Why didn't she fuck one of them? Like, come on.
Right? And now that it was only her and her male boss, he stopped listening to reason because, quote, she has huge boobies and a thick with 2C ass and nice legs.
Oh, she's thick with it. She kind of dummy thick, though.
That's an actual quote from the book.
See,
I literally.
She could easily get laid just through this man. 10 times better choice.
This was the line that made me realize that this was a man, MJ.
Because
big boobies?
It's like written by like a 12-year-old. She's thick with the boobies.
And nice legs. She, however, knew this guy was marriage material, but he had a mustache and she preferred beards.
I'm sorry, what part of that made him marriage material?
Hold on, it gets better. Because mustaches were like the start of beards, like micropenises were the start of real penises.
No.
You need to
excuse me?
Excuse the fuck out of me.
Hold on, let me read the next line. You need the rest to be truly meaningful, and now I'm dead.
Wait, what?
Wait, did she die, or you're saying you died from?
I thought.
Okay,
she died.
I was like, wait, she fucked the coronavirus and then she died. Saw that coming.
Yeah. It's okay. The ending is just as unsatisfying. Oh, apparently,
just like that test tube.
Oh, sorry. It's okay. That was great. So apparently she was still thinking of him as viable only if he had a beard and was muscular and had a big dick, because apparently she knows how big his dick is. Like COVID-19. That's a quote.
How do those two relate? My brain is not crossing this bridge very easily.
I don't, and I'm not the only one who had to have a spasm in my head to be like, what? Anyway, she got the new samples to test, and she had an idea. She was going to take them and try something new. Not sexual, just try something new. She took a vial of the virus and one of the cure, quote-unquote, and apparently the virus snapped and crackled like a fucking bowl of Rice Krispies or something, because that's fucking real. And apparently the sound made her...
No. I have to. No. You don't.
I'm going to be quiet because I have no words for this.
It made her ovaries crash together like a cymbal.
I'm picturing like one of those monkeys.
And I'm like, that's not what happens. That would be really painful.
Right? That's called bad period cramps. Tyler, no words.
None.
I broke Tyler.
I can't even laugh right now.
He's just like, his mouth is on the floor. like shaking his head.
It's okay. We're halfway through this.
Only halfway?
Then with one drop, she put some of the virus into the cure. She knew it would be fine.
Why are you putting quotes around cure?
Because there was
this
no
This is not
vial.
How science works.
Exactly. There was no random vial of the cure that somehow people had. It was just fucking weird how they
if we have the cure, we vial. Fix it. You don't need to mix them together. That's not Thank how you. Science works.
Exactly. It was just like,
was this a creative writing project? And then they had to have like failed the class.
They failed for sure.
I can't even. Anyway, she knew it would be fine. And then with the news that the samples were all perfect, her boss decided that they would test the vaccine that she had just added COVID to. She begged him not to do it, but he was like in whiny telenovela voice, "You can't. What if you get hurt?" Then he was like, all I have to tell you is this. I already have the coronavirus. And she gasped and realized that they hadn't been social distancing.
Oh.
The fuck is this?
What is the
telenovela?
Yeah, what is the music, the dramatic music for?
Di-di-di.
Yeah, that shit. I love watching those shows, even though I don't understand any of it. I'm just like, this is amazing.
I know.
This, not quite, no, but I want to add that to it to make it better.
Oh, man. He bravely then said that if this didn't work, it was a pleasure working with her, because that's how vaccines work. Then she took a few steps back and he vaccinated himself. He then fell to the floor, but he told her to back off.
I have something to tell you. I have the coronavirus.
And then I'm going to inject myself, and I hope that this saves all of humanity.
Oh, I'm on the ground. Don't help me.
I'm convulsing, because that's what happens when you take an inoculation.
Yeah, oh no, it gets better. I killed Tyler. It's fine. Then there was wind.
Wait, what? In a lab, there's just random wind.
Thank you.
Are you Fabio creating wind out of nowhere?
There was wind.
It's a telenovela, Tyler. There's always wind.
There's always wind.
And then, like, lights were flashing in the lab and blowing Taunted. Strong enough to shake her ample breasts.
Of course! Of course!
I am mad! That actually annoyed me! Holy shit! I am mad. Why did that make me mad?
I don't know. I'm like dying. He then yelled and then it went like quiet. So she called out to him, but another voice asked who Bob is, because that of course his name was fucking Bob.
No, you are not telling me what I think you're telling me.
He knows no Bob.
No.
And a green hand clamped on the desk. And
they went Hulk with this shit?
Yeah, I'm serious. This guy popped up growling so low that apparently her lady bits juddered. What?
What is juddered?
Okay, so
is that even? Hold on, I gotta see if that's a fucking word.
Google it, Tyler.
Yeah, I don't think it is. So what ended up happening is they were like, "Oh my god, his voice is so low," and she's saying like her. Yeah, there's no other way to say this. We're already explicit. Her clitoris was going like this, like moving.
It was the wind moving her ample clitoris.
I'm like, that doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
What does judder mean?
Something that bulges out or is protuberant or projects from a form.
I learned a new word today.
I'm going to say judder. It's the definition of jut, but, like, I don't know.
Oh, God, this is weird.
Synonyms, bulge. I gotta see what protuberant
is. This needs to stop. So apparently he was some fucking green Adonis of some kind, and he was covered
in... Because, of course.
Yeah. He was covered in small green bumps that science-y people called spike proteins. That was a quote. And I'm like... Sciencey people call spike protein.
They literally said sciencey people. Oh my god.
Maybe scientists or doctors, perhaps. Maybe just.
Or you could avoid the
either one. Pick a word.
You could have just said he was covered in small green bumps called spike proteins, and we would have been fine. but you decided to dumb it down.
Anyway. I mean, we wouldn't have been fine because the rest of this 15-page essay exists, but, you know.
It's okay. I have, like, four more bullet points. So apparently this thing was the virus, and he consumed the man that was once hosting it because the vaccine was tainted. Because, again, that's how science works.
Makes
apparently,
sense.
Apparently, he knew she was immune to the virus, and she was asymptomatic. Ow. I don't know. he's the virus.
He knows when the coronavirus speaks to him from another person's body.
That's why she didn't get fucked up when she fucked the tube. Because she's immune. No,
that's why her ample clitoris was juddering, okay? It recognized its friend.
It's so hard. I love you so much for that.
Angry.
Oh my God. I love when you don't know how else to react.
Angry.
Anyway, so she ended up crying because she realized that she was the reason that the doctor wasn't here anymore and had the virus and all that shit. The virus man wiped her tear away. Apparently, her clitoris floundered.
What? No.
Fucking happens.
Floundered.
So her clitoris has taken on a life form, apparently.
It's a fish now. because that's how female anatomy works.
What's up? I'm just floundering over here.
I guarantee the person that wrote this has never seen a clitoris in real life.
Thank you. I'm like dying. Then things moved quickly and they fucked.
And, of course. Because that's going to lead to that, for sure.
Well, apparently, actually, no, I moved too quickly. They got
snuggled.
So
did they.
Yeah. They snuggled because he was realizing that she was in distress. And then they fucked, which was, like, the fastest quickie on record.
I'm sorry, but the coronavirus has better game than, like, 90% of the men out there.
Damn.
He can get her that fast. No, I'm not saying it's good game. I'm saying if he can get it laid that fast.
Yep.
With green spike bump proteins all over his body.
Anybody else hot and bothered?
No.
This is a house.
I'm just picturing like the green giant over here.
We will never see him again. Green giant. Oh no. Fastest quickie on record. Then she thought this was love. Then they snuggled, and that's literally the whole thing.
She thought it was love.
Yeah, and that's it.
Coronavirus embodied fucked her in 5 seconds. That was
I actually wrote another thing in my note that says 15 pages of whatever the loving fuck did I just read. What the fuck, Rebecca? Why would you both make me read this? What the fuck?
You're welcome.
I wrote this a week ago.
Your review of that was probably 10 times more entertaining than the actual read, so.
I was actually sitting there like...
At least they only put you through 15 pages of misery. Can you imagine if they had stretched that out to like 90,000 words?
Oh my God, I think I would have cried. So obviously this is like a 0.5 just because I was laughing so goddamn hard. Don't read it.
Why would we need to? We now know about a juddering clitoris and the green giant fucking somebody.
And also flounders, don't forget that.
Yes, the juddering floundering clitoris. Sorry. And the symbol clashing ovaries as well.
Yeah, because that fucking happens. I can just imagine the actual cramps that would happen. I was like, don't touch.
Yeah, I refuse.
My headphones fell off. I'm just rubbing my head. So
Tyler's over here like slowly scooting out of the shot because he's just trying to disappear.
But like...
There.
So
I still hate it, by the way.
I think it got worse because I neglected to mention that when she first saw him, of course she checked out his dick, and it was already big before she had seen it. And
it was completely flaccid,
and
then it grew.
And it was the size of an elephant. And I'm like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
Like a pack of tennis balls hanging there, 4-pack.
You know it was written by a dude because there was no description of his erection.
Oh, there was.
Oh, there was.
I was just like, it was just
big. You just
big.
Conveniently left that part. Oh, it was just big.
Yeah, because it was just big.
Just a giant green thing, y'all.
Literally.
Yo, that dick huge.
That's one of those things.
No, it's thick with two C's.
It's one of those things that you look at and go, what am I supposed to do with that? It's not normal.
So, okay, that reminds me. My friend, her husband bought her like a little fun time toy, and she came home and he goes, so I got you something, but I didn't read the measurements. And he produces this gigantic chocolate dick that, I mean, it could only fit a horse or an elephant. There's no way you can fit that in a human.
Oh, no.
Needless to say, it's just like a mantle decoration, because every time we go over there, we just stick it up on her mantle and wait for her to notice.
You should find a way to like attach it to the ceiling fan.
So actually, we tried that last time, but we were all too short, but she would have been way too short to get it down. And we were like, dang it.
Still,
I just need to come over and. There you go.
Yep. Just have a big black dick hanging from a place she can't reach.
I think we should take a break now. And we're back. Well, that was a fucking ride.
Woo! I'm traumatized.
Okay, so Kayla, do you want to go first or does Tyler want to go first?
It's y'all's show. You boss me around. I don't care.
You can go first.
You are the guest.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get mine over with because it's traumatic.
Okay, well, so I was told to prepare cringy love stories. And as I was like looking them up online, I realized I had quite a few of my own cringy love stories. So I decided to include those first.
Yes!
Okay.
I didn't make a lot of good. You all do.
Yeah. We all do.
Yeah.
Hopefully people can relate. I don't know. I feel kind of stupid. But I did not have the best love life. Like, I grew up completely boy crazed. And I wasn't allowed to date until I was like 17. So I just had like tons of crushes. I think at one point I even had like an organized list of all the guys I had crushed. It was bad. It was bad, y'all.
You sound like
puberty
Tina,
was rough for me.
You sound like Tina from Bob's Burgers. Like just boy crazy.
I twerk just like her too. Great.
That was a terrible sound.
That's the sound I would make, truthfully. Like a cat about to puke.
Where's that coming from?
Oh my gosh. So I was actually, when I was about 14 years old, I had a crush on a set of brothers. Yeah, it was bad.
Okay.
I've had that happen. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, one of them was my age and the other was younger. So it was a little weird that I don't know. I was weird. Anyway.
Mine were identical twins.
Oh, that's even weirder.
Same grade as me. You can only tell them apart barely.
Well, then I guess that makes sense that you would like both of them if they look the same. Then
same face.
Exactly. So I wanted an excuse to spend more time with these guys, and my prepubescent brain, well, no, this wasn't prepubescent. This was fully pubescent, thought that it would be a good idea to go write a play and then ask them to be characters in this play.
Oh.
And I did like full production. I had printed out like scripts for all of the characters. I was planning to like shoot this on my little camcorder. And I asked them to be in it. I asked all of the people to be in it. And then I realized I did not have any feasible way of pulling this off. I didn't even get to the production concept. Okay. It was just, I need an excuse to talk to these guys. So I wrote the whole script and then I had to eat my words and be like, yeah, so I'm a loser. We'd actually do this, but thanks for being willing, you know, totally humiliating. Yeah, I don't know how I even had the balls to ask anybody to be involved. I cannot believe I got to that point. Like, I was just some delusional 14-year-old with a crush. I don't even know.
I feel like that always happens at one point where we have that one weird delusion. Yeah. Where we're just like, this could totally work. And then you get to the actual
point,
and then you're just like, ooh, I did not think this.
I honestly never thought I'd make it this far.
Well, I had like all these plans to like, okay, this guy's gonna fall over the stairwell and land on a mattress at the bottom. Like, how the freak am I supposed to pull this off? What was I high on? I wasn't even drugs. I was high on love. You are right.
Yeah, I got you.
This whole episode's high on love right now.
That obviously went really well. And then when I was a senior, so many mistakes were made, y'all. So I was actually, fun fact, I was homeschooled from the time I was in kindergarten all the way through 11th grade. And at the end of 11th grade, I kind of revolted and I was like, I can't be homeschooled anymore. I'm going to public school.
That was like me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, twinsies.
Twinsies, we wear glasses. And, I know. Yeah, we're twinsies.
Yeah, so it was traumatizing because here I go from like not being around anybody to suddenly just hordes of people, and I was girl or boy crazed, not girl crazed. That's weird. I was boy crazed, so I broke up with the boyfriend that I had because at the time it felt like he was my brother, and I had like all these guys throwing themselves at me. I was like, oh my God, finally, you know, all these people love me. And so there was like a couple guys that asked me out, and there was one that was a jock, and I was schmitten. And I was like, I will go out with you. Yes, let's do this. So I dated him, and I went to like his football game that week, and I painted my face in his number, and I had a t-shirt in his number, doing the whole, you know, girlfriend thing. And then like a week later, he hadn't taken me on a date. He didn't kiss me, nothing. I was like, what is up with this guy? You know, he breaks up with me over MySpace. Do y'all remember MySpace?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Couldn't even do it to my face. Breaks up with me over MySpace. And I realize, I think that I was a bet. I think that he bet his buddies that he could get the gullible new girl to go out with him. And that's all it was.
Oh, man.
And that actually wasn't the only time that happened to me.
Oh, no, Kayla.
So shortly after him, I went out with a ninth grader because I was a loser. I'm so That's embarrassed. Fair. I don't even want to talk about this. Okay, so I ended up dating this ninth grade kid because since I was a senior in this public school, I had already taken all the senior classes. And the only thing that I hadn't taken happened to be ninth grade classes. So I wind up in all these ninth grade classes. So that's all the people I was around. And this guy, he was just laying it on thick. And he was like the school bad boy. I don't even know. It's all a blur. But we ended up dating.
There's always one.
There is. I know. We ended up dating. My mom like hated him. It was a traumatic 8 months. I don't know how we stayed together for 8 months. But on Valentine's Day, he thought that the best way to give me my gift would be to pass it to my mouth during a kiss. So we're like kissing and I feel something sharp in my mouth and I spit it out and it's diamond earrings.
Oh.
Why is that the logical way of passing?
It gets worse. Oh, no. They were stolen.
Oh my God.
That he had gotten off his buddy.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, you gave me stolen diamond earrings for Valentine's Day.
Also, they were already in someone else's ear.
Yeah, and then
in your mouth. No.
So I ended up throwing them.
Just for you.
Yeah, right. I ended up throwing them in the lake. We live near a lake because I was terrified that somehow it would be traced back to me and they'd be like, you stole these earrings.
No, I totally would have done the same thing. I would have been like in the pond.
Yeah, it was bad. Let's see.
Awesome.
There were so many times where that same bad boy and I got caught making out. One of the worst was we were at church.
Ooh.
And it was like time for youth group. And so we decided everybody's going to be busy. We're going to go sit in the back seat of my car and make out. And the youth pastor came a looking. And found us making out in the back seat.
Whoop.
And took me aside. And he's like, I know you're not this girl. And I don't want to have to contact your parents. And I was like, I swear to God, I will never do that again. That was pretty terrible. Yeah, because my mom already hated him. So it was just a recipe for disaster.
Okay. Real quick, I do want to share one cringy thing that happened with an ex. He was also a bad boy. This kid had a actual metal plate in his head and he was proud of that. And yeah,
that makes me think of he decided
it would be a good idea to scare his father by running behind his vehicle while he was backing up.
That makes him such a hard ass. Ooh.
He wasn't going fast.
Watch me get run over.
He didn't even announce it to me like that. He literally just like
what's this?
Ran, and I didn't know what his dad's car looked like. So I think he just smacked the shit out of someone else's car with his whole body. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And he's like, it's okay, it's my dad. I'm like, that doesn't make it any better.
It's okay, it's my dad.
You just got run over by your own father.
What a moron. I think he lost some brain cells when he got that plate in his
head. We dated for like 3 weeks, and then I found out he knocked up some girl that he was dating before, and he was like,
how old were you during all of this?
He was like one of my first boyfriends, so I was like 16.
Oh no.
I know. And I was like, so here's the thing. You've already been with another girl. And you got her pregnant, and this ain't gonna work.
Pregnant?
I don't want to be some other girl's, like, baby daddy's girlfriend. I'm too young for this shit. So I bailed the fuck out, and he told me he loved me after 3 days. And I'm like, I don't
know.
I didn't reciprocate, and I was just like, sure.
That's disturbing.
We still run into each other, or used to, when I used to like walk around like our major city, and he was like, oh my god, how are you doing? I miss our talks and whatever. And I was like, we haven't spoken in like 6 years, dude.
Can't relate, dude.
Yeah, you don't know me anymore.
That's so creepy, man. High school romances, they're like nothing else in a bad way.
You want to like throw them into a dumpster and just set it on fire and let it happen.
Okay, so I have a couple. They're like just ones that I found off the internet. But then at the end, my friend wanted me to read through this experience. So it's blind. I haven't read it. And she said she wants to see if I can make it through. So we're going to try that at the end. We'll see how far we get.
I love cringy love things.
Me too. Okay, so this, I kept them all anonymous because these people don't deserve like a second horrendous experience. But This one says, in eighth grade, a friend and I signed up to sing a duet in our school's talent show. The day before the show, my friend got sick and lost her voice, forcing me to change songs or drop out of the show. Being the hopeless romantic that I am, I decided to sing my then girlfriend's favorite song, Hey There, Delilah. I knew it was her favorite because it was her MySpace song.
Oh, yes.
I spent all night learning the song, but when it came time for the show, I completely blanked and forgot the words halfway through. Needless to say, I can't listen to that song without triggering anxiety.
Oh, no.
I gotta give him props.
Yeah, for at least trying. Yeah.
Right? He shot his shot?
Y'all know. Shot.
Words.
Yeah, see, that's when you, like, if you forget, and it's like, all right, everybody, sing along.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Sing with me! No, seriously, though, how many couples had Hey There, Delilah as their song in high school?
That's a good question.
It was either that one or The Guardian by Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Oh, yes, yes. Your Guardian Angel. I still love that song, but... it was because Pon and Z were like the cute little emoji things, and they did like a entire music video for Red Jumpsuit Apparatus where they had just comic things where it was just too cute and gross. Oh man, I am showing my true emo colors. As if my skull ring doesn't show.
Dude, I was a little emo. I was like emo light, okay? So I had like a crush on this punk guy, and I tried to do the whole dyeing my hair black and be like the cutesy emo, but he saw right through it. So
my emo phase came way later. I had like mermaid hair and I had a BMO beanie
from
My Hero 6. There's a picture on Facebook where I'm just like, ooh, it's bad.
Those were the best though. Those MySpace pics. Oh, I miss MySpace. It was a similar time.
My frown face is still on point, but it's everywhere. I'm always staring at the sunset with my Invader Zim bandana and all that shit. I regret it, but I also don't.
I legit have a photo of myself staring at the camera with duct tape over my mouth, and I wrote Silence in Sharpie on it. I was so cool, y'all.
I knew people in high school that did that. Yeah.
And you wanted to punch all of them because I wanted to.
Oh my God, another episode idea. Cringy emo moments.
I will be there.
Oh, oh
I will be so there. I have so many.
Okay, so let me. Okay, so this one. This is so painful. Okay, I had a major crush on a coworker. Every year, our company would hold a huge New Year's Eve holiday bash. They hired videographers and photographers who would go around taking video and photos, which were broadcast on a huge screen at the end. I was drunk on champagne and confessed to a friend that I was in love with our coworker and that I lusted over him. I said my New Year's Eve resolution was to seduce him.
Nope.
Little did I know this was captured on video and displayed at the end for the entire company's viewing pleasure and my absolute horror. What was worse was the video immediately after mine was of him wishing his fiance a happy new year as she was abroad visiting family. I want the earth to swallow me for her, you know?
You think they would, I guarantee after that, they went, we should review these before we post
we
them.
We should probably look at them.
Right? Like, don't instantly blast them like a kiss cam.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, so this one, Nikki, you're going to die with me because it's terrible. So last year, when I had just started my period, the boy I liked asked me out. I suggested that he and a friend come over to my house to watch movies. We had recently gotten a kitten, and she liked to take things out of the trash and carry them around. You know where this is going.
Before. Oh, no.
While we were watching the movie, she came into the living room and dumped something on my date's lap. He stared at it and then jumped up and goes, whoa! I looked over and realized it was one of my used pads. I threw it away so fast, but then when we finished the movie, he and his friend left and nothing ever happened.
Aww.
Oh, no.
That would be so humiliating.
This is why you close the door on your cats.
I know. Yeah. Okay, so this one was just like a Reddit post, but the letter from this guy, I have to read it to y'all. So this girl, she's 19. She met a guy, 23, and they spent some friend time together. Like, it wasn't anything like she was into him or anything like that. He was her brother's friend, so they just had some fun together, and she was kind of around him because she was around her brother, okay? Apparently, she and her brother slept over for 3 nights because they basically got drunk, but nothing even happened between her and this guy. So he wrote her a letter. Okay, if you want facts, you are the most beautiful girl that I've ever seen. You are clever with the sense, S-E-N-C-E, of humor. And you are kind. That's more than enough to make my heart beat faster and think only about you. And it doesn't matter that now I'm on the military mission on the border with South Lebanon with lots of soldiers' battle machines. I haven't slept for the last... I haven't slept for the last 2 days, but it doesn't matter. I am thinking only about you. This is the order of my heart.
I wish y'all could see Tyler's decline into confusion. It's getting worse.
And they were like, this is really cringy, but does anybody think it's cute? No.
No.
Run.
No.
Run, bitch.
Who's, oh my God. He's in a battle with what? I'm sorry.
Lebanon?
Lots of soldiers, battle machines. Literally how he wrote it. Lots of soldiers, comma, battle machines.
Oh, he was playing Titanfall.
Probably. You know, babe, after this battle, we can hook up in the back. Oh, my God. No.
I lost my Titan today.
My Titan.
Okay, so then.
The descent of his face. It's okay. His face. It went from, huh, to, huh, to, what the fuck is this?
That was me reading it. Like, I had secondhand cringe for the guy.
It's like, burn the letter, burn the letter.
Let's see. Okay.
Somebody received that.
So this is the last like account that I found before I read that thing that we're going to blind react to. Okay. So background. I had been dating a guy for 3-ish years. We were very serious. We had a mutual friend in our rather large group of friends who one day decided he needed to walk up to me while I was having breakfast in the university cafeteria and proclaim his undying everlasting love for me because he quote unquote needed me to know. So far awkward, but good of him to get it off his chest. But he's not done. No, he proceeds to loudly go, "I'd tell everyone, everyone in the world, if it would make you love me." The few surrounding tables of people eating breakfast before class mostly ignored this, but I could see some side eyes. I then try to kind of talk him into sitting down and like satisfy whatever weird thing he's thinking he's doing in his head. "Hey, I appreciate that. I really do. You're an amazing guy, but we should talk about this somewhere that isn't here right before I have class in a few minutes. Also, my friends are walking over and this seems like a private conversation." But he refuses to sit down and instead makes eye contact that I'm sure he thought was meaningful, but instead it was just super awkward. And he says, "I have to know, if your boyfriend wasn't in the picture, do you think you could ever love me? Am I worthy?"
Oh,
no.
I've known people who have said that shit.
And she was finally like, "Dude, I have to go to class. You're an amazing friend, but I'm in a relationship, and that's the really relevant part." And he just kind of said, "Okay," and we see each other occasionally. It was literally movie-level cringe. He meant well, but it was clear he was too caught up in his feelings to actually think about mine or that fact that might go super poorly and, you know, just say no. I would have crawled under the table for him. Like, what?
In front of everybody.
In the university, like, lunchroom. Like, those are, university lunchrooms are huge. And he was just, like, shouting. There. Yes!
There are people you barely ever see. He's just.
At least he didn't whip out a ring and start proposing. That would have been.
Ooh.
I would have thrown things way too fast.
Oh, bam!
No, would have been like, nope, and just peaced out. Okay, are y'all ready for this?
Oh, yeah, I am. Hold on, let me get comfy again, because...
I want to say I'm ready, but I feel like I'm not, but that's not going to change anything, so go ahead.
I already smacked the microphone earlier, so we're ready.
Okay, so this is by somebody called... she's named Anna Lind Thomas. I don't know if she's a comedian. I was just told to read this, so...
Okay.
It's called "The Fart That Almost Altered My Destiny." I don't even know. Okay.
He's already shaking his head. We're fine.
"Like everything in life, farts have a time and a place. However, I never realized that in the wrong time and place, flatulence had enough power to alter my course in history. Well, it can if it's the third date with the man of your dreams, and if it makes his eyes burn."
Right off the bat.
Right? "If God destined us to be together, I was one SBD away from foiling his plans." That's silent but deadly for you prudes. "It was about 5 years ago. I was trying to lose a few pounds, so I was staying away from carbs. That's when I met my husband, Rob. On our first date, he booked the next two. He liked me. I liked him. Things were looking really good. He picked me up in a Cobra Mustang, and his pathetic attempt to win me over with a car totally worked. I'm not shallow, but since I spent most of my 20s picking men up because I didn't want my hair to frizz in their non-air-conditioned jalopies on three wheels and a 15-year-old spare, I welcomed his fancy sports car with open arms." It's a bit wordy, but, you know, we get the point. Yeah. "We arrived at the restaurant, and Rob was ordering food I hadn't allowed myself to eat in years. I didn't want to be that girl, so I ate, drank, and oh, was I merry. Later, we shopped a bit. Rob surprised me by buying an expensive pair of shoes that he caught me eyeing. Was this love? That's when it happened. Gas strikes in two different ways. Uncontrollable toots or sharp shooting pains that feel a lot like dying. I thought I was dying. Not to make a scene, I told Rob I suddenly wasn't feeling well and probably needed to head home. On the way home in his Cobra, he tried to hold my hand and ask me lots of questions, but I wasn't having any of it. The pain was so bad, it felt like I was being stabbed with a bunch of tiny forks. Then I realized, my God, help me. I have a horrendous fart on deck. I'm in trouble." In trouble. "The more I held it in." What?
Locked and loaded, ready to go.
"Oh my God, the more I held it in, the more pain would shoot through my stomach and down my legs. I was even having to raise myself off the seat, gripping onto my door in the dashboard."
Oh no.
Seriously, you need to hurry. I'm in a lot of pain, I managed to say through gritted teeth. Wow, is that bad? What's wrong? Do I need to take you to the hospital? How do you tell a man you just started dating that the reason you're writhing in pain is because you have to fart? Well, you can either tell him or, like me, let the fart speak for itself. People, hear me. There was nothing I could do. As impressive as I am with sphincter control, this was out of my hands. Slowly, it eked out. The more I tried to stop it, the more it forced its way through the door. However, to my pleasant surprise, there was no sound. I sat silently, sweat accumulating above my upper lip. Okay, maybe I got away with it. Maybe I'm home free. Then it hit me. Not an idea. A cloud. A horrific fart cloud.
Oh no! Not in the car!
Not in
Hold
a...
Am I... Roll down the windows!
Right, no! Dude! It's the one where you smack the window button until it...
Yeah. Oh, not in a am I smelling something sort of way. More like a is someone dead and rotting in your trunk and am I in hell sort of way?
No. Oh, no.
Suddenly I panicked. Roll down the windows, I screamed. Yes, I literally screamed it like I was in a horror movie. What? Why? Rob asked, starting to freak out because I was freaking out. I can't roll down the windows. Unlock it. Unlock it. What's going on? Rob yells back to me. Why are you? Then it hit him. I could see it in his eyes. Was it surprise? Was it horror? Water started to accumulate at the base of his eyelids. Oh my god, I can taste it! He screamed.
Oh my god, I can taste it!
Roll down the windows! As I screamed, the tooth started to flood out uncontrollably.
Oh god, roll down the window.
I scratched and clawed at the window like I was being kidnapped. Rob, unable to see either by fart cloud or panic, kept turning on the windshield wipers instead of unlocking the window.
It's on the door!
Oh my god! It was chaos. We were acting like we were under siege by gunfire. We were under siege, all right, just not gunfire. Finally, he was able to hit the right control and he rolled down our windows. We both gulped in fresh air. I was horrified, yet happy to be alive. Then I remembered I just farted on the man of my dreams. I sort of wished I was dead. We sat silently for the rest of the way home. Although the shooting pains had subsided, I now desperately needed to use the bathroom in an urgent, explosive kind of way.
Oh.
It was one of those farts.
We've all been there.
You never know.
Always on a road trip. Why is it always on a road trip?
It's always. Huh? Oh no! We gotta pull over.
And then the only thing available is like the dingiest gas station.
Yep. I don't care. I don't care. Let me in.
In my case, it's like, okay, we have a mile till the next rest stop. And I'm like, I don't know if a mile is going to happen. I am sweating.
Right. And you're like, okay, looking for bags, looking for cups, looking for like trees you could dive into on the side of the highway.
Find a wooded area. It'll oh be my fine. God.
Okay, so he pulled up to my apartment, and before he could come to a stop, I had already jumped out. Okay, thanks for dinner. Sorry about the fart. Love the shoes. And ran into my apartment like I was running from the cops. I burst through my door and ran straight for the bathroom, where I was finally able to unleash and make noises that no one should ever hear coming from another person. Then I heard it, Rob's voice, right outside my bathroom door.
Oh, no.
Anna? Anna, you left your shoes in my car and your front door was open. Where do you want me to put them? Get away from the door! I screamed like Reagan from The Exorcist. Okay, I'm sorry. Are you okay? Toot, toot, splatter, ungodly noise. I'm fine, Rob. Just leave the shoes there. I'll call you later, okay? Okay, are you sure you're... I'm fine! Get away from the door! This man, I mean, I love him, but take a freaking hint.
What a guy.
He wasn't even right? That was direct.
He wasn't even phased by this.
What a man right there.
That's a man right there.
That's husband quality right there.
Well, she did get married.
She did marry him.
I'm saying.
Finally, I heard the front door shut and the Cobra engine zoom away. I thought that was the last I'd ever hear from him. I didn't think it was possible to ever see a man again after he screams he can taste your fart after only knowing you for 48 hours. But to my surprise, I did. And a couple days later, actually, they saw each other again. Now we're married and he's lying on the couch while I type this. It was your rack that saved you, he just lovingly reminded me. Well, thank you, boobs. You saved us. You saved our destiny.
Oh, God. Everything about that.
That was awesome.
I can relate so hard.
Yeah, me too.
You guys will have all sorts of fun stories. One of mine includes... 3 years into our marriage, my husband had to help me clean my poop out of an unconnected toilet while we were house hunting. And I had one of those moments and then realized I pooped in an unconnected toilet. So, you know, bonding. Bonding through trauma. It's a good thing in marriage.
Yeah.
It's okay. I've already had to go through the puke thing where I was just like, are you okay? Nope. Just walk away. And then vice versa. Are you all, nope. I'll be over here.
Just let me know if you need anything. Tosses water bottle.
Pepto.
Yeah. Rolls in Gatorade bottle. Clear.
I'm just going to lay on the floor of the bathroom for a bit, okay?
Okay. Do you need a blanket?
Yeah, do you need your pillow?
You want me to hold your hair? No!
Don't touch it.
Or then there's the people that are like, can you come rub my back?
No, I'm a sympathetic vomiter.
Right? I'm not getting within 10 feet of you. We will both be puking in the toilet. I actually saw a video of somebody doing that. He was like holding his girlfriend while she was puking her guts out. And then he starts puking in the toilet with her. So gross.
Move.
Exactly.
That's so bad.
If that ever happens, I'm puking in the shower.
I don't care.
Right? Okay. At least divert. Go to a different place.
They're close enough for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm laughing so hard. I'm sweating. This is great.
Hey, that's a good episode for us.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. So this is the best Valentine's Day episode that which is our first one, but I'm still so
it will not be topped.
It will not be
this
topped.
Is setting the bar to the highest.
Speaking of which, you have a challenge.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, so gaming stuff, we're just gonna segue right into it. That yes. was smooth, right?
That's what you got your team, you know, she's got your back. It's great.
Yeah,
now so... that he's questioning it, not so smooth.
Let me just smoothly transition. Games, right?
Am I right?
Okay.
I'm in a mood.
We
today.
Are professionals, damn it.
I just had a drink before this and I still didn't.
Oh. Okay. So, gaming news. Not a whole lot. Just personal on Call of Duty. I've decided to put sniper scopes on every gun that isn't a sniper.
That includes crossbows.
And pistols.
Oh, wow.
I have a pistol that, like, has a sniper scope and then a stock on it.
You can't actually even land a shot that close, can you?
I've killed things with this. I've killed people with this stupid-ass pistol.
Well,
and
you
everybody's
do you.
Reaction. It's just, and they're like, the fuck is that? And I'm like, my sniper, duh.
It's like you're just praying it'll hit something.
Yeah, because the recoil, you aim down the sight and you just...
Yes.
straight up. Yeah. Ugh.
You so know, if I you try that the... in real life, you'd whack yourself in the middle of the eyes.
Bam!
That's one of those moments he'd like come back from the range and have like a giant bruise down the middle of his forehead. And I'd be like, ping! You tried it, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I'm not ashamed.
So I did the thing. It wasn't a good idea.
My bad.
All right. So that's all I had for gaming news. So this episode in my part is going to be a little different because I didn't actually review a video game. In the spirit of Valentine's Day, I decided to take on a video game challenge given to me by Rebecca from Thrice Cursed.
Because she likes to torture us for some goddamn reason, and we agree.
Yeah.
I feel like she sponsored this episode.
Yeah, it was sponsored by Rebecca.
Well, he was our one of our two patrons, so
yeah.
Hey.
So that challenge is the Sims 4 100 Baby Challenge.
I have legit tried this.
Yeah. So
it's insanity.
What is the 100 Baby Challenge?
I have no idea.
The basis of this is to see how fast you can have 100 babies in as few generations as possible while following the specific rules.
You have to try to have these 100 babies before you die. So.
Actually, they've updated it.
So. They have?
Yes.
I did it the hard way.
Yeah. I saw through the different games. In Sims 2, the challenge was you would fail if you got to the 50th generation before 100 babies. Now it's just as soon as you get there.
Wow.
Okay.
Yep. So, getting started. The startup and the rules come from the, and I shit you not, 100 Baby Challenge fandom wiki.
It's a fandom.
And that will be in the show notes. So.
It's a whole fucking fandom.
Yep. So, how to start up. And these, I'm just going bullet points with this. So, you must create a sim to start out with. She is called the Matriarch, a young adult sim eligible to give birth.
Okay.
The Matriarch cannot have any other sims in her household to start with.
Okay.
So, it's just her. The Matriarch can have any preferred physical appearance and personality traits. Note. As of patch 34, Sims are no longer restricted to binary genders. For the sake of clarity, yeah, the Matriarch and Donor will be referenced with varying pronouns in this article. However, the Matriarch can have any gender the player prefers, as long as they can get pregnant.
Well, you know, they have, like, aliens on there and stuff, so you can have alien babies. There's, like, plant people, genies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As long as they can reproduce.
And it also stands to note that probably the reason you have to start with one person is because you can only have like 6 or 8 in a household.
It's 8, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll get into that in the rules. So to continue starting up, the Matriarch cannot be moved into any lot that costs beyond the 20,000 simoleon starter fund.
No, you can't use motherlode cheat.
Nope.
Bitch.
The active household can be moved to any lot as long as they can afford it without cheats.
Oh.
Which is like a trailer.
Yeah. The active household cannot be merged with another household, another existing household, or join another household.
What?
They have to be from her, I guess.
Yes. So, lots from the gallery are allowed as long as the active household can afford them. So, like, the... Yeah, the gallery
free ones.
Yeah, is what people create and then upload, and then you can download them. So, any questions before we move on to the rules?
No.
I'm curious to see how they've changed.
Okay, there's a lot of them, so if you have any questions or need me to clarify a rule, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
So, aging must be turned on for the active household. So you...
That makes sense. There has to be aging. Otherwise, you'd run out of room.
Yes. The sim lifespan must be set to normal, so it cannot be accelerated, it cannot be decelerated, it has to just be boom.
Okay.
Like that. The player may play other households in the same file, but they must make sure the Matriarch's household is not aging at that time.
Oh. So you have to, like, put it on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Hmm. Well, that would give you a chance to, like, build relationships with dudes around the town so you, like, have an endless supply of...
donors.
Sperm.
Donors. Give me them donors. I had to give me. Any mods or console commands that give the player an unfair advantage over other players are not allowed.
You mean like doing hand squeezy testicle motions?
No, there's like a sex mod that just like makes, you can like make them fall in love with you just super fast. So that would be great.
There's also a mod that allows the player to have more than 8 sims in a household. That is not allowed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. Any cheats that give the player an unfair advantage over other players are not allowed. In the case of a glitch or game crash that corrupts the save file, the player is always allowed to use any means necessary to retrieve what was lost.
Okay.
Okay.
So if it like totally fucks you, you're like, hey, yeah, so.
So you could just build the family back, I suppose. Yeah,
just get to the point that you were at, mm-hmm. but then you have to continue as normal.
Yes.
Okay.
The challenge ends as soon as the 100th child is a young adult.
Young adult?
Yeah, so they have to go
to
from.
Get them to young adulthood? Yeah.
Yes.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Not just like baby.
No, it's baby, then the, you know, it's, so I guess toddler, then child, teen, young adult.
Yep.
You have to go through all of them. And there are rules for each of those, yeah, for each of them as well.
Wow, they really wanted to fuck with this.
So, any rewards or in-game methods of extending a Sim's lifespan, saving a Sim from death, or bringing a Sim back from the dead are not allowed.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you can't bring your ex who died from fixing the dishwasher back to life. So yeah. You can eliminate yourself.
Correct.
I keep forgetting how stupid Sims is sometimes.
Oh, it's so great, though.
Yeah. Dead Sims who turned to ghosts cannot be moved back into the active household.
Okay, but can you fuck them? That's the real question. Ghost babies.
I mean, do they count?
I think so.
Like, would that be like a what's it called? An incubus situation?
Succubus would be the dude one, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Incubus is the dude. Yeah. Sorry. My bad. It's been a while.
I believe you
know my demons.
I believe you can only have one donor, like only one person can give you a baby or twins or triplets, and then you have to move on to the next donor. I believe that is part of the rules.
Oh, that's even harder.
So yep. You can only have one baby with one person?
Yes, unless it's twins or triplets.
Okay, but there's like not enough people in the town to even do that.
I believe they like more random people just are generated and spawned.
This just sounds like they're trying to create baby mama syndrome.
Wait, so that means that you have to have sex with the old vampire dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ew!
Ew!
Half vampire baby.
So.
Then he never ages.
Yeah, and that is allowed.
Hey, there you go.
Yep.
There's a loophole.
So, babies cannot be aged up until the player gets a notification saying that it is their birthday. Not the one saying it's almost their birthday. It has to be their actual birthday.
Dude, that's so obnoxious, because waiting through those last few toddler and baby days where you're like, I am tired of burping you and cleaning your shit. No.
Yep. Toddlers can be aged up when they reach level 3 in all of their toddler skills.
You have to skill them up too?
Yep, it takes for fucking ever. Children and teens can be aged up.
That sound was.
I don't either, but it was great. Accurate.
Children and teens can be aged up after they get an A in school. They have to be smart. I fucking hate this.
I'm not good at that. I was a D student. Maybe.
Like, well, you can't. Not only do you have to pop out babies and womb in, you have to raise them to be functioning adults too.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm still technically at like 16 then. Like, just take me back. All my responsibilities 10 years ago. Here you go.
Young adults can be moved out of the house to make room for more children, but they cannot be moved back in.
So peace.
Yeah, you just be like, get the fuck out.
You can make the house so toxic that they'll leave themselves too.
No, you can't.
I'm running away from home.
So, this is quite possibly in my opinion, funniest phrased rule. When the matriarch becomes an elder and can no longer bear children, her youngest daughter takes over as the next matriarch.
Her youngest? Like, no.
Yep.
Oh, no.
The Wait, player
does,
must...
Does she have to be a young adult first?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, God. I thought, like, this was a child bride situation. Nope. I was about to revolt.
I was like, teenager? Like,
I know you just turned 4, honey, but you gotta take on the reins.
You're the mama now.
So, the player must keep the predecessor in the household until the heir becomes a young adult. So, to clarify on that, you must keep the original matriarch in the household until the youngest daughter becomes a young adult. Then you can move her out.
Okay.
Okay, but, like, what if she dies?
I assume that's an exception to the rule. If she dies, like, yeah. So
you can't really, like, do anything yeah. about that. Like, if she dies in a dishwasher accident on her own, like...
Well, honey, she dies. You're going to have to step into play. I know you're just 13, but... Yeah, we'll get the there. Rules.
Get them A's. We got to get this movie.
We'll get you there.
All right. I think you're going to love this rule. The player cannot make more room in the house faster by killing off underage Sims or letting babies... Or letting babies, toddlers, or children be taken by social services.
That's a challenge in and of itself to not get them taken by child services, though. That sounds like a horrible... That sounds yeah. really bad for me to say. It's so hard, though. You would not believe when you have
children under five.
Seriously, though. She will... Like, I've had somebody have, like, quadruplets before. And I don't know how you're supposed to keep up with them. It was insane. Yeah. And they got... Two of them got, like, taken away, so...
Yeah, so, jeez. Moreover, a child born into the household will not count towards the 100 baby count unless they age up to a young adult.
So what, if one, like, dies as a child, it doesn't count? You just wasted those 8 years of it? Oh my god.
Yep.
They made it worse.
The matriarch cannot join any career track that requires the Sim to leave the lot because she needs to focus on her children.
She gotta be doing that baby making.
Yes.
Too much woohooing to be done. She doesn't have time to go make money.
Waffagoo!
Woohooing!
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's called in there.
I know, but I'm like...
You weren't ready.
No!
My favorite part is the fireworks and then the pillow goes...
Yep.
I do not play Sims enough.
You should. It's great.
I feel like I'd be killing people just because...
Everybody does. So... with that rule, teenagers in the household may join a part-time job to help bring extra income.
Work those slaves.
Yeah.
Child labor laws, they don't exist in the Sims
Go
world.
Work at the fast food restaurant. Mummy needs money.
Exactly.
So, hiring NPCs is allowed, except caterers, which can be used to get the matriarch out of feeding their own children, and nannies, which can be used to get the matriarch out of taking care of the children's needs.
Oh my god.
The matriarch must take care of the children.
She's just like a queen bee.
Mm-hmm.
This is truly a hive.
The matriarch may not get engaged or married while she is of childbearing age.
Of course not, because she gotta be hooking up with every man that looks at her.
Like I said, this is just a baby mama challenge.
It is.
Like a toxic baby mama challenge.
The matriarch may not get pregnant by the same donor twice.
Fucking hell.
That would be so hard because having to build that relationship alone is just a nightmare.
It takes forever.
And just throwing flowers at him. Like my flower, please.
Fuck me already.
Exactly. I know we just met, but hey, can we go in the back? I got some business to attend to.
I just met you.
What's the,
this is crazy, but I need your sperm.
Inside me, maybe.
So give me baby. Oh, God. I'm trying to think of the Katya, the drag queen. There's,
Katya.
Yeah, there's a thing where for her show with Trixie. Where she goes, I curse you to fuck me. Care for a fucking? Like, that's not the exact quote. I'll have to find it, but.
That's funny.
That's great. Yeah.
So, none of the donors can move into the household or provide any aid in taking care of the children. Using the child support feature in Deaderpool's MC Command Center mod is not allowed.
How? How do they not starve? I don't understand.
I don't know.
All the children just die.
So,
oh man.
While the player can adopt children without penalty, adopted children are negligible toward the baby count. Fuck. So you can adopt babies.
Like, there's no point.
Yeah, so just don't.
That's just asking for more problems and mouths to feed.
Literally. So, patch 17 introduced the ability to influence the gender of unborn babies. The matriarch is not allowed to influence the gender of the baby in any way. For example, eating strawberries and carrots and listening to alternative and pop music.
You're not allowed
to do that.
If you eat apples, it gives you boys. And if you eat, like, something else, it gives you girls.
Mm-hmm. So, finally, children's traits and aspirations must be randomized and cannot be picked.
So they have to be true children.
Mm-hmm. You know, after like the fifth one, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck what you're good at. Yeah, literally. Pick it yourself.
Be yourself, then don't bother me.
Exactly.
As long as you're not the youngest daughter, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Exactly.
Oh god, I'm the only daughter. That would suck.
Well, like, what? Okay, so suppose that she accidentally just loves apples and just eats them because they're autonomous sometimes. And so she just keeps giving birth to boy after boy after boy. And you're like, fuck this. I'm not going to have anybody to take on the family burden.
And you lose.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
So
I keep forgetting about that, too.
Yeah. There are a few more rules that come from expansions. If you want the specifics of those expanded rules, go to the site in the show notes. Because there's quite a few more. Some there's one from the there's one from the Coven expansion, which is optional.
So, what you gotta like? What would that? What would it be?
I don't.
That has to do with witches.
Yeah, I didn't even read it.
You must become a mage before you can move on.
your one of your children has to create one of your next donors because they can create golems. I don't know. Stupid.
So, how successful was I? Not very. It is surprisingly difficult to do this challenge. It sounds like, oh, all you have to do is just have sex with it's a lot. Especially if you're unprepared or have never done challenges in games before. I believe I got a total of seven babies.
That's impressive, though. You wooed.
First time.
Then wooed.
Yeah. I went into this challenge cold. I didn't look up any videos or tips on how to properly do this challenge, nor how anyone else prepared, or even how long it takes.
How much did they age up when you were doing it?
Two of the boys got to young adults, one of the girls did, and then two children, and then two toddlers.
Bebes. Oh, toddlers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah, so.
Nice.
I was doing it.
You sure were.
So,
That's eight men, man.
Yeah. Honestly, I was like, oh, this shouldn't be too bad. It was bad.
I have that many in my life.
I'm just impressed you didn't lose any to Child Protective Services.
It came close.
Oh, no. I bet it did.
The most recent, like, two toddlers, it's just like, I need food. And I'm like, I'm trying.
Go out to the backyard and pick an apple off the tree.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
So I gave every, just random fact, I gave every daughter an M name because matriarch. It wasn't necessary, but it was fun. I was like, Mandy.
Madison. Meredith.
Yes. Exactly. I did name one Meredith.
Of course.
I had to.
I thought you would have gone with Brave and called one Merida.
You had the chance to change your fate, would you?
She'd be like, yes, I refuse to conform. I'm not gonna be giving out your babies.
I'm not a part of the family.
I hate this family.
So at this point, at the time of recording, I don't think anyone has completed the challenge for Sims 4.
I don't know how they could.
Yeah,
you'd have to spend so much time, like all of your time.
People
like,
were saying from Sims for Sims 3, it took them like 3 months and a day to do it.
Hard pass.
Of just dedicated playing. So like whenever they had free time, they just went into it.
Oh my gosh. And literally all you'd be doing is woohooing and then rearing children, and that would be a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
it's always a nightmare.
Yeah. I mean, the woohooing maybe not so bad, but
well, see, here's my problem. I'm demisexual, so I have to have an emotional bond with the person that I
exactly
want to woo. So I'm like, that's so much work.
I know. And literally, I don't know if you've played Sims enough to know, but like when you're trying to initiate a relationship with somebody, you have to get them to like a certain level, and you can only start with like giving them flowers and compliments. So you're just like compliment, compliment, compliment until they open up and you're like, okay, now I can kiss you. And it just keeps unfurling until you can have sex with them. And it's a nightmare to try and do that over and over and over with strangers.
Yeah.
In real life, that's a nightmare in general.
Yes, it is.
Again, I don't like people enough.
it right.
To deal with this challenge. I hope to never have that many children. We agreed on 3. Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, go on.
I was just going to say, after you get to like the second one, after that, it's just like, I could do more. Just adding one to the pile at that point.
I am the middle child, so I already understand middle child syndrome. So why not pass that on as my legacy? You don't pay attention to me. Been there.
They didn't pay attention to me either.
Exactly. I was lonely.
You get to go through it too.
Wow.
I was an only child. I can't relate, but I can just imagine.
Children, if you ever, like, future our children, if you ever hear this, I love you, I appreciate you, and if you feel lonely, let me know.
Unfortunately, your mother was born to 2 first children, so.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-huh. My mom and my dad, both the first children of both of their parents. And I'm like, so you don't get it. Just be social. With who? I don't like people. Anyway, sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
He's so, like, are y'all done yet?
No, I'm not. So I could be wrong about there being people who have completed the challenge. So if any listeners know of anyone who has done it and have proof, please message us and let us know.
I would love
just
to see
post
that.
Your family tree, please.
Yes, do it. So, I believe the closest individual to doing to completing it is BuzzFeed producer Kelsey.
Kelsey, yeah, I watched these exact videos.
Yeah. Impixichi.
Just go with Kelsey.
I think it's Impeci.
I don't know. The fucking website told me that this
Kelsey.
Is
Kelsey. You know, Kelsey.
BuzzFeed producer Kelsey. So, I believe she is the closest who, in-game, at this current time, has 87 children.
She made it to 87? I stopped watching after, like, the 16th, because I was like, okay, you can only binge this for so long, but it's really good.
I looked up the stats today, it's at 87, so.
Wow.
You go, girl!
Right?
I'll also link the page to see the list of the babies, like, all their names and stuff in the show notes, because holy fuck. There is one spellcaster.
What? Oh yeah, my one. Gosh.
It's hilarious because like on the side you see the different stats of like how they died, if they're, you know, if they died, or if they're in the current household, what gender they are, all that good stuff. And like there's one that died of embarrassment, and I'm like, oh.
I can relate.
Yep.
I do that almost every day.
So all I can do now is wrap it up, I guess, because, this challenge is interesting, to say the least. It's also a time dump, so be prepared to dedicate a lot of time to it. Like I said, I was vastly underprepared for this, and by the looks of it, it takes a couple months of pure dedication, so I guess try it if you want.
I feel like this is one of those challenges where you're like, oh yeah, this sounds awesome, I'm gonna rock it, and then you get in there, and by like the 8th one, you're like, I don't care anymore, I'm randomizing your name, if you die, you die, you know?
Yeah. If you get taken by child services, that's, I gotta subtract you, fuck. Okay,
so I do have to say, because I had no idea what this challenge was. I had no idea up until today. My thought process was, you suddenly have 100 babies.
Oh, you have to take care of them?
That would be impossible. There's no way.
See how many you can survive.
Survival of the fittest in these parts.
100 baby challenge, like, battle royale.
I had the image of like one sim mother and like literally 100 babies in the house just crawling all over the place and getting into shit. And it's like,
the Santa mom.
Stop. No. Stop. No. Take them out of the trash.
I literally was just
stay
like,
away from the pool.
This sounds like utter chaos. I mean, it is. Its
it
own
is,
utter
though.
Chaos,
yeah.
But, like, I was thinking, like, a completely different, like, sudden utter chaos. Not, like, built up to, I am now dead and I have many, many children after me.
Oh, my God. I bet there's some mods that could, like, do that. But, damn, I don't want to even try that one.
No. But I think it'd be funny. just once to just be like, all right, they're all taken by CPS. I have maybe one kid left.
This is my child, my heir.
Oh my god, that just dragged out a memory from like deep in my brain. You remember Shrek 3 when I think he's having the dream and she's just like spitting out babies? And they're just...
Yes! Oh my god, and they just popped up everywhere and he's like, I'm not ready! And yeah. Like, no, you're not! I'm a child and I'm not ready!
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. So I guess I should wrap this
yeah.
up.
This has been so much fun, though. Thank y'all for having me on. I loved it.
Thanks for coming on.
Anytime. This is, oh my god, this was so much fun. So, one last time, where can we find you?
Yeah, I have a link tree, but I don't think anybody ever uses those, but...
We'll still take it and put it in our show notes.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it's
that
just...
Way everybody can find your stuff.
Yeah, it's just Strikes My Fancy Podcast. My website is strikesmyfancy.podbean.com, but, I mean, if you go anywhere, you can just type that in. You'll find me, so... Y'all.
Cool.
Yeah. And then for us, we have our link tree down below too, because it makes things easier and everything's in there.
Yeah. So- I don't know why people don't love them. It's so convenient.
It took me a while to be convinced of it until I was just like, I am so tired of listing out every single thing that we are in.
Yes.
And I'm like, just click the link and it takes you to all of it.
Mm-hmm. Magic.
There's some podcast magic for you guys.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, happy Valentine's Day to everybody who celebrates it. Reminder that it is not based on a Hallmark holiday, but actually based on a murder. And I love ruining love, but I also love love.
That's so great.
Anyway, keep on turning those pages, everyone.
And mashing those buttons.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.